Dave Moore on Today FM podcast.
This is Sinead from Bewitched, who's got new songs out. First time in 10 years, Sinead.
Oh my God. See, when you say those statistics like that now, I'm really feeling it. Don't be mentioning ears anymore.
No, yeah, you're right. It's been a while. A little hiatus in between.
Yes,
it's not like you guys had any lives to live or anything, you know?
No, we didn't. We had nothing to do. No. Nothing to do. I know. It's great, though. It was so good to get back into the studio.
I'd say so.
You know, you kind of, yeah, like you do all the live stuff for so long and then you kind of, you're in that zone. And I think it was just during lockdown we did a podcast because we were just all missing each other and we always talk for hours and hours and hours. And it was our producer, Ray, that did our original stuff. All those years ago, he got in touch and he was like, I feel like I'm missing out and I want to be part of the party. So we kind of got into the studio, but it took a long time to kind of, I don't know, like sound has changed, the way things are even, you know, produced. Everything is just so different.
But yeah, so, you guys, yeah. having listened to Ripped Jeans, which is the new EP, you guys have absolutely retained the DNA of Bewitched, but it totally sounds 2024.
Yeah, well, I think that's, I mean, that's what we were trying to do. Do you know what I mean? And yeah, look, it's we're really happy with it.
Yeah, well, you know? Look, let's show people what you've done because I love these songs. So here is a little snippet of So Into You, which is the latest single off the EP. Check this out. This is amazing. When the hell's it gonna be? Into You. Listen, the video features all the double and triple denim that I could ever want, Sinead, in fairness.
I know. Well, see, the thing is, we did a little thing for TikTok and people think that that's actually our video. Yeah. It's not. It was just a TikTok. We just had it. We were doing a gig and we had our stage outfits in the bag and we're like, listen, should we just throw these on?
Throw it on.
But yeah, so I know we will. We'll be doing something and hopefully like soon.
But that is such a good song though.
It is. And it's just like, I think with the set that we do live as well, like everything is quite up.
Yeah.
So it just works perfectly in the set too. And like you say, it's, you know, it brings it up to 2024.
Yeah, no, it really does. And as I said, it still retains that Bewitched stuff. So, I mean, the other thing there like that I love on it for a kind of slower vibe is My Greatest Little Mistake, which is brilliant. But
yeah,
Multiply, though, it. Multiply is all summer vibes all the time.
Isn't it? I do. I kind of got, there's a bit of a Kylie vibe on that.
Yeah, let's have a listen.
I was just like, oh yeah.
And let people hear it. There you go. That's nothing but summer to me anyway. I mean, I'm yes. really feeling that one.
Yeah, no, I know. I love the bridge and the chorus and that.
Yeah,
that,
so
you know, because it's just like, yeah, dance around the kitchen.
Wherever you are, kitchen, wherever summer nightclub, doesn't matter where you are, you'll be dancing to that. And then, of course, you got Birthday on there, which we'll know if it came out about, I must have been a year ago now or so, the birthday came out. And there aren't enough birthday songs, so fair play, because when I put on a birthday, I have a birthday playlist for whenever there's a birthday party in our house. And as soon as that came out, I was like, woo, that's my birthday playlist.
And that's really good to do live because everyone's having a birthday at some point. So all the people in the crowd think that, you know, we're singing a personal birthday song for them. So it's really good. It's really good to get people in, you know, involved in that. So
yeah, brilliant.
Yeah, they love it too.
And as I said, the new EP Ripped Jeans is out. Listen to it. It is absolutely phenomenal. We're waiting on videos, which I'm sure we'll get soon, as soon as Sinead and the gang stop doing TikToks.
I know.
But come here. talk to me about like the fact that you guys are still together as a band. I mean, look, you know, we all love bands who were around in the 90s. And often one member has left or two members have been replaced. But you guys are still together. You guys are still as strong as you've ever been. And that's just such a commendable thing after all these years.
I think we are actually, and we definitely feel like stronger than ever. Do you know what I mean? It's just so nice. I mean, I kind of see it as, yes, there's a lot of kind of background work, but it's like I just go away the weekends, do the gigs with the girls. I get to hang out with my friends. Do you know what I mean? Have a blast on stage. Like it's a no-brainer. Do you know what I mean?
But a no-brainer, but it still has to work.
It does. And listen, it doesn't come without its challenges.
Of course.
We're all kind of more or less four kind of stay-at-home moms you know, all the time. Kiwi and Lindsay's kids are still quite young. Mm. So logistically trying to make it work has its challenges. But I think we make room for each other to kind of go, listen, I've got you.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And that just happens automatically. And it just works that way, you know? So that it's hard to sometimes get everything together between the four of us.
Of course. And then let's talk live shows, because look, what we would all love to hear is that you guys are going to plan a big tour, a big Irish date or something like that. I mean, you know, life is hard and life does move on. And, you know, people do have kids and families. You said four stay-at-home mums, really, you know, apart from that, you know, being pop stars. I mean, being a stay-at-home mum is tough enough, but you're that as well. So can you actually say, okay, well, let's go for a run where, you know, we do three nights a week for the next 4 weeks. Can that be done?
Yeah, like I think we've definitely spoken about stuff like that. Like in the tours and the summertime festivals really suit us.
Of course.
But like trying to do that, I think like we'd love to do, you know, more condensed shows, and we'd love to go back to the States. Realistically, you know, I think it might be when Kiwi's youngest are maybe a little bit older.
Right.
They're only starting like Montessori. So it's just, it's very hard. You need to kind of be, we all need to be there for the kids when they're going through those different stages. And that seems to be every single year, because somebody starts school or somebody starts secondary somebody's, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's really important for us as well. So we try to kind of balance, but I definitely think in the future we'd love to go back to the States.
Well, we're hopefully selfish and we hope you go to the States and do all that, but we also want a big three arena show or something like that that we can all go and sink our teeth into.
Absolutely. Listen, that's the Irish crowd are the best. So absolutely. Do you know what I mean?
Okay, listen, answer my quick fire round before I let you go. Right?
Okay.
What are you currently obsessed with, Sinead?
God, my new coffee machine.
Oh, yeah? What's your favourite flavour?
You know. Oh, it's a Java one, and it's, oh my God, now you're putting me on the spot.
Well,
I think it's called a Moonkey. Anyway, I'm not going to even say it.
Something, but Java deliciousness.
Yes.
Right.
Absolutely.
Okay. Who's the most famous person in your phone after all these years?
In my phone. Oh, God.
You're not allowed to say the three other girls.
I don't know. Who's in my phone?
I go on.
God, it's terrible. I don't know.
You toured with NSYNC back in the day.
Jessica from Liberty X, actually. Yes, we did tour with NSYNC.
Do you have any NSYNC numbers that you could pass on to me?
I did have Lance's years ago, but then he obviously changed his number. Yeah, because when we were on tour, I think me and him kind of hung out quite a bit. So
I love him.
The others were off, you know, dating Brittany and yourself, you know.
Yeah. And he was around.
Yeah, he was around.
Okay. Think back to when you were about 8 years old, you're in school, you're in, say, second class, and you're opening up your lunchbox. What was inside your lunchbox for Sus Beog or Sus Moore?
It was definitely cheese sandwiches.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely an orange. And do you remember you used to get those milk things, the warm milk?
Oh,
I hate
stop.
Milk.
Yeah. No.
Oh, my God. Do you remember them?
No, I love milk, but I was just scarred by those, the temperature of them. And then if you waited long enough, the carton would kind of swell out a bit. And then you go into the yard and jump on it. Yeah, it was terrible.
No.
And the final question, Sinead, that I ask all my guests, so you have to answer it, is, because I don't, do you wash your legs in the shower?
Yes.
You're definite about that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, definitely.
Yes. Cast no aspersions on Sinead's clean legs. I never do, but hey, look. Listen, congratulations on Ripped Jeans. The EP is brilliant, and I really do hope we do get to see you soon. Oh, and one other thing before I go. On Spotify, on the Ripped Jeans EP, instead of B star witched, it's BWI, and the star is over the I witched. What's happening?
I know. We kind of want just a bit of a change.
Look at you,
but like,
sneakers.
Not many people have noticed.
Oh, you know, I'll notice.
I know you notice that. I'll pass it on to the girls.
No, I don't have a problem. I just want to know what's going on. I just want to be in the know. That's all.
Do you know, I think, we just wanted to just a bit of change.
Try it up. Yeah, you know? Why not?
See what happens.
Say hi to the guys and thanks a million for coming on.
I will.
And best luck with the EP.
Thank you so much for having us as always.
Cheers, Sinead. Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Dave Moore on Today FM Podcast.